Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Secure ID News Podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. The 2018 Women in Biometrics Awards will be handed out in New York City on November 14th. We're shining the spotlight on each of the five winners. This podcast is about Laura Sims. She's a senior biometric examiner and biometrics instructor with Ideal Innovations, a forensics and biometrics company that does a lot of contracting with the U.S. government. Sims is an IAI certified 10-print examiner. She got her start in 2007 as a help desk operator and quickly catapulted.
I was promoted in 2008 to be a 10-print examiner. And soon thereafter, the system I worked on was upgraded to become a multimodal system, integrating face and iris biometrics to the fingerprint system, and my career evolved to be a biometric examiner. And in this position, I co-authored a internal training to competency program on facial identification and comparisons, and was also made responsible for mentoring and training new employees through the 10-print and facial training program, integrating them into operational environment. I then further advanced my career, my qualifications and capabilities by becoming a certified 10-print examiner through the International Association for Identification, or the IAI, in 2013, and I recertified in 2018. And I joined the Facial Identification Scientific Working Group, FISWIG, in 2011, where I first served on the training subcommittee and then on the one-to-one subcommittee. And I was selected to be, in 2014, the chair of the Facial Identification Subcommittee for the Organization of Scientific Area Committees, or OSAC, and then elected to be the FISWIG chair in the spring of 2015. And since 2015, I've been the lead trainer on a facial identification training class through Ideal Innovations Incorporated, instructing people of all levels of experience in comparative analysis on how to compare facial images according to current standards, guidelines, and best practices.
Sims's proudest accomplishments consist of becoming a certified 10-print examiner with the IAI and being chosen to lead two international committees.
Both the OSAC, the Organization of Scientific Area Committees, Facial Identification Subcommittee, and the Facial Identification Scientific Working Group. So being chosen to lead those is another big proud moment in my career. And I've also had the opportunity to train others in this field in biometrics, all three modalities, fingerprints, faces, and irises. I do a lot of international and national training for facial identification specifically. Those things are probably some of my proudest accomplishments.
Sim says her most significant contributions to the biometrics industry have come while working with OSAC and FISWIG, helping write standards, guidelines, and best practices.
And shepherding some of those, specifically the standard guide for facial image comparison feature list for morphological analysis through ASTM to become an official standard. That document is one of the most pivotal, if not the most pivotal document, I believe, for the facial identification discipline. This document lists all the features of the face that must be evaluated or compared when visible in both images or in the image and the face in front of you, and is really the prime standard for what all examiners should be looking at when they're doing comparisons.
Before working in biometrics, Sims worked at a Christian camp and retreat center in Southwest Pennsylvania as an administrative assistant, pitching in wherever she was needed. She thought she'd have a career as a science teacher, but fate had other plans.
I always wanted to be a teacher, and in college thought, well, high school was really more science-based, really worked with my brain best. And looking back, after I fell into being a biometric examiner, some of the things in the trainings that I had taken talked about how the images of one photograph, how many changes are there and what are the changes in the next photograph, you know, or word searches. And those were the things that just really interested my brain as a young child as well. And I seem to do fairly well at, and that's a good precursor and kind of a, hey, you might do well in this comparative analysis disciplines. And so those kind of things kind of fell into place and became aha moments in my life. And now I'm teaching a science, not in the traditional classroom, and that's okay with me. So my bosses, when I did fall into the industry and into the field, saw something in me and encouraged me and helped to bring me to where I'm at. To have this opportunity of being able to travel the world to help people to learn how to compare facial images has been an extreme honor in my life and has fulfilled that teaching need that I have had since I was a young kid. And I always learn probably more coming out of classes than what I feel my students maybe do.
As we speak, Sims is in McLean, Virginia, providing a training class to an agency in D.C. Then she's off to Denver for more trainings. And she has some advice.
Take a chance on somebody. You see some skills. Maybe they don't have the degree. I don't have a degree in forensics. I had no experience in forensics and in this field. And somebody took a chance on me. You know, many people put a lot of time and effort into my career and my training and my life to help develop me to where I am today, to humbly accept this award. So take a chance.
Thank you to Laura Sims with Ideal Innovations, one of our Women in Biometrics Award winners. We hope you'll come back for more profiles of the winners. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Secure ID News podcast.